now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your guest host for today's show, Matt Santos.
Well, thank you for tuning in. This is Matt Santos with KQNA's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Edition. We are here on behalf of the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce and the town of Chino Valley. A little change of pace this week. We're going to be sitting down having a little fun with my guest, Chino Valley resident, all things music and also enthusiast about town politics, Mr. Darren Mahoney. So we will be right back after these words from our sponsors on KQNA Talk of the Quad Cities.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. People ask me, Dave, why do you do those radio commercials yourself? For three generations, my family's been providing comfort through clean burning propane in Yavapai County. I wouldn't want a stranger to tell you about our commitment to the community, our hometown values, or how we spent 67 years working to make life better for folks. Anyway, thanks for listening. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Guess what? It's planting time, and Prescott Dirt is the best place to get your planter's mix. Hi, this is Sam from Prescott Dirt. Nothing's more fun than getting down in the dirt and planting your flowers or veggies in deep, dark, rich topsoil. Prescott Dirt's topsoil is dug locally from Willow Lake, and our planter's mix is both topsoil and mulch. What a great combination. Have fun playing in the dirt and making things grow. You can visit either of our locations, Prescott or Prescott Valley, or on the web at PrescottDirt.com.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host for today's show, Matt Santos.
Well, thank you for tuning in. Like I said in the intro, we've got a little change of pace today. Unfortunately, we had had a scheduled guest. We were going to be talking some projects and politics and things, and at the last minute, that person had to reschedule, so they'll be on with us or possibly with the Chamber Show shortly, but I reached out to a good friend of mine and past guest of Talk of the Town, Mr. Darren Mahoney to fill in, and it fits because Darren, as a Chino Valley resident, Darren, how long have you, first off, welcome to the studio. How long have you been in Chino again? I forget.
Well, thanks, Matt. Been in Chino just a little bit over a year.
But you've got some deep roots here.
I was back here. I was living back here in 96. And I've been coming up through this, Prescott and that, and since late 70s.
Yeah.
So, I've seen it grow.
Back when you were like 2-3 years old?
Yeah, exactly. Yes. But we used to haunt a lot up in this area, so we'd always come through here, plus the 4th of July rodeo and stuff.
Yeah. So Darren has some deep roots here. He's been a resident here for, like you said, a little over a year or so. But one of the things that has become evident for any of you that attend our town council meetings that are held the 2nd and 4th Tuesday of every month at 202 North Highway 89 Town Hall is that since moving here, Darren has become somewhat of a fixture at those meetings, as well as some of the other non-formal kind of get-togethers, the community outreach meetings we've had. So Darren has expressed and shown an interest in local town politics and town activities, so I thought it was a good idea to have him come in and get his take on how things are developing specifically over the last few months as he's been involved, and also over the last decades, because he's seen the town change over the years in his visits here. Got some family in town and things as well.
My aunt and uncle, Larry and Barb Espy, live in Chino. And, sorry about that. I've got some family here, and I got some family up in Seligman. And so it's kind of a halfway point. My folks live up there, so I'm not, down in Tempe where I'm 3 hours away now. Yeah. I'm an hour away.
So we are going to hear Darren's take on the direction the town's going and some of the things he, as a citizen, would like to go. Another reason I wanted to get Darren in here, there's a few, obviously, is he's pretty active on local social media, specifically some of the town Facebook, the community Facebook pages. He's a strong follower of the town's Facebook page. He's got a good take on some of the opinions and some of the thoughts that a lot of you listeners out there have. He's pretty active on that, so we want to gauge his interest on what's going around social media wise, as well as you heard there on that little strum, Darren is the owner and operator of Mahoney Guitars, teacher of guitars to students, but an active participant in the local music scene, as well as the creator of some of the best in custom guitars that I've ever seen. And as a non-musician, just looking at them, you're pretty impressed. But in talking with, as I do through the course of my work, some of the local musicians, one of the most highly respected guitarists and guitar craftsmen in the area. So we're going to have him play us a tune or two as we talk. Before we get into our discussion with Darren, wanted to bring a couple of things up to you, some local activities that are coming up. The Primrose Inn and Suites, primroseinnandsuites.com, will be hosting our April 17th, just a couple of days from now, the April 17th mixer for the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. That will be April 17th at 5 to 6:30 p.m. You can drop on in Primrose Inn and Suites right there on the highway, 1304 North Highway 89. Let's read exactly what's going on. And I pulled this off of the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce website at chinovalley.org. They will be sponsoring this event, but this will be the celebration of the grand reopening of the Garden Courtyard with a ribbon-cutting ceremony and great barbecue from our friend, Mr. Eric Veneer at Big Daddy E's Barbecue, as well as Insurgent Brewing. Sorry, Insurgent Brewing, for me butchering your name. The beer tasting will be provided by them and wine tasting by our friends at Granite Creek Vineyards. This is a business and community networking reception where chamber members, community members, and customers of the host, Primrose Inn and Suites, can meet, chat, and get to know each other. Bring a door prize for additional recognition. There is a 50-50 raffle to help fund the Chamber Scholarship Fund, and it is always free to attend these mixers. So, come on, that is the official reading there. Now, I will veer from the official reading and let you know some great barbecue from Big Daddy E's Barbecue and that beautiful Primrose Inn and Suites. Now, I've been in this area for 14 or so years, and just the appearance and the quality of craftsmanship going on at Primrose Inn and Suites, they've really turned that facility around. It is a beautiful, beautiful location there, right there on the highway, and they've got that little courtyard that you can see right from the road.
Yes.
It's a great looking spot there. Check out their website at primroseinnandsuites.com. It is a beautiful, beautiful location there. I'm looking forward to checking that place out. I'm going to stop in tomorrow to take a peek. But you're no stranger to Big Daddy's, Darren.
Oh, I always said if Big Daddy's isn't in heaven, I don't want to go. It's just everything there's just mouth. Watering good mouth. It just tastes great.
They've started their spring and summer music series that Big Daddy E sponsors just, out there.
They had Sky Daddy there. Sky there was there. I also think Leslie
Earl Lyman,
the soldier of the music scene, Gigfoot. And I'll be there, I believe, June 2nd.
Nice.
So yeah, they have a good group of musicians that come through there and entertain the people on Friday nights.
That little patio, the tiny stage,
Tiny stage.
It's a great spot to kick back and have some good food, get some sunshine, and listen to some great music. Now, one of the things that you have been very involved with since moving back to town is kind of gauging what the political climate is here. Why have you gotten involved in the way you have with the town government and specifically the town council meetings? Again, second and fourth Tuesday of every month.
Yes.
6 p.m. at town hall. What's your interest? Why?
Well, I got involved with it because, when I was up here in 96, I fell in love with this town, and due to just some reasons I couldn't really control, I had to go back down to Phoenix, and it took me a while to get back up here to Chino Valley. And now that I'm up here, and, I bought a really nice place and we're enjoying it. I got a couple acres and building guitars out there. And, you start, wanting to know what's going on in the town. What's going on as far as the zoning and planning. What is the issues with the water? Well, when you get up here, and, especially new residents can kind of relate to this. When you're looking at the homes up here, unless you do your research, you don't know that there's kind of a water problem up here. And with the drought coming on, it's, obviously going to get a little worse. And I know some people say we'll never run out of water and stuff like that, but I think this is the time and age where we need to really start thinking about, having some kind of conservation, not only with the water, but with just the environment around there, and not put too many people in one area. And I understand, growth is going to happen, but, is it the right place at the right spot to do what, some of these, people want to do as far as building, whether it be apartments, multifamily residential homes. Did you just buy 2.5 acres to get away from the country, away from the city, and then you move here and a half, a year and a, or a half a year later, you find out there's a 260 space, residential place coming in.
And that smart growth is one thing that I think the general public, and I'll put myself in there, didn't fully understand or don't fully understand until you come in and start observing the process of how those decisions are made as far as what growth is allowed, what type of restrictions can be put on growth, and the decision process in how those are done. One of the ways you can really get a feel for how decisions are made in town is by participating in our Citizens Academy, sponsored by the town of Chino Valley, but hosted by the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. Now, when we come back from break, we'll talk a little bit about what happens at those Citizens Academy, because Darren has been a student of the Academy for the past several weeks. Now, the final week of our current Citizens Academy will be taking place this Thursday, beginning at 6 p.m. Is that when you guys start out there? Yeah. 6 p.m. at Town Hall. Now, again, we'll talk after the break of what happens during those, but the final session will be this Thursday, 6 p.m. at Town Hall, 202 North Highway 89. It's a synopsis of what goes on in town. 1 week they'll have emergency services.
Yeah.
They've had people from Park and Rec and from the fire district.
The history of the town.
Historians, yeah. All that good stuff. We want to hear your take on what that Citizens Academy was like. The final one, again, is this Thursday. Free to attend, even if you haven't attended any of them. Show up and get a feel for that. We had mentioned Darren is a guitarist, guitar creator. We're going to go to a break in just a moment here. Darren, why don't you do an instrumental?
Play us, do an instrumental
play
for
us
you?
Out on something. Anything
right.
You want.
Dog
play something
right
out,
here
and then
go.
our good friend here, Bill Monroe, will fade us out as we go to our first commercial break.
Casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
Money back from Gettles? Listen up, because this is a cool deal. Earn up to $1,700 in possible rebates with Gettles, the premier Lennox dealer in northern Arizona. The guys and gals at Gettles can help you put cash in your pocket with huge spring savings on a new central AC system. So call now to schedule your free in-home evaluation. 928-772-2751 or visit GettlesHDM.com. That's GOETTLS. Don't settle. Get Gettles.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host for today's show, Matt Santos.
Well, thanks for tuning in again. This is KQNA's Talk of the Town for the town of Chino Valley and the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. As you heard on the way out of that last session, Darren Mahoney, our guest in studio today, was playing us a little tune. And in just a moment, we're going to start talking about his experience with the Citizens Academy. The last session will be this Thursday, 6 p.m. at Town Hall. We want to hear his thoughts on exactly what was going on over there, what he's learned in his few weeks of attending that academy. But before we get there, we want to remind everybody about the community outreach that is sponsored by the town mayor, Mr. Darrell Croft, and our town manager, Ms. Cecilia Gritman. These are held periodically. We're aiming for about once a month or so. And the next one is this Wednesday, April 18th at 8 a.m. It'll last about an hour or so, so 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. at Overflow Coffee, 448 North Highway 89, right there in Chino Valley. Again, that is Wednesday, April 18th, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., Overflow Coffee, 448 North Highway 89. The guest speaker this go-around for our community outreach is Chino Valley Development Services Director Jason Sanks. Now, what he will be doing is speaking about, giving a little presentation on planning and zoning and the different projects that are going on. And again, what we were talking about in the previous segment, how decisions are made and what factors are weighed in as far as determining different developments and different projects, the prioritizing of those. And also, Jason will be taking your comments and questions there as well. So we encourage you to attend, if possible, Wednesday, April 18th, in just a couple of days, 8 a.m. at Overflow Coffee for our next community outreach. Now, we do realize 8 a.m. on a weekday isn't necessarily the most convenient time for a lot of folks, but we do get a good turnout there. So we try and alternate them. We've done one or two in the afternoons as well. And our recent Coffee with the Cops that takes place at the end of every month on a Wednesday, Chief Chuck Wynn and Lieutenant Sean are working on getting one of those in the late afternoon, early evening as well. So we're trying to make it as convenient as possible for folks to come in and be able to meet with our town officials and our department heads and the powers that be in a less formal setting than, say, a town council meeting or a planning and zoning meeting, and be able to have conversations, have a little discussion, hear some plans and goals, and just participate and get involved. Now, Darren, you have been an attendee at one or two of those community outreach things.
Yeah.
What's your take on that less formal atmosphere? Because weighing them, the council meetings that you're a regular
right.
attendee at, as opposed to these meet and greets, what have you noticed?
This felt a little more at the academy. It's a little more relaxed, and people are talking about what they do as far as what their position is in the city and what they do with that. And I think it started off with the history of Chino Valley and all by the historian.
Yeah.
And it was very interesting. I mean, I think people would be pretty happy to know what kind of a place Chino was back in the
yeah.
day. I mean, it was rough and tumble, but it was the first capital of Arizona.
Yeah. Well, it depends on who you ask.
Yeah. But, yeah. You know, it was laid back. I could ask a little bit more questions in a relaxed atmosphere
yeah.
versus when you're at the council. I think people are a little on guard with that. But
those city slickers in Prescott often argue about who was the first the first capital. But what was the historians from the Chino Valley Historical Society? Who else have you seen in
Jason? They're going to be at the meeting Wednesday. He talks. You know, it's about the zoning and planning. It gets in a little bit about the general plan, which I believe everybody should read at least two or three times.
Yeah,
and it is a long document, and you get to understand a little bit what the people of Chino Valley voted for. a few years ago, and this is what we got to deal with. And if people are not happy with it, we need to either, or they're happy with it, vote it back in, or vote, you know, vote to change what's happening. So it was that, and it was the Public and Works. You know, they go through everything, it kind of from the fire department, everything down, and you get a better idea. Plus, you get to meet the people that are kind of caretaking over the city.
Yeah, those stewards of, mm-hmm. of primarily our tax dollars.
Correct.
You know, how they're going to spend them. That's one of the things in my dealings with both our elected officials as well as our department heads, like Jason and others. One of the things that really assists them in completing their job and doing it in the way that best suits the needs of the community is by getting that community feedback,
yes.
by getting the input, the suggestions, the comments, the questions from the citizens. More often than not, what happens, and I forget the exact numbers, see, that shows my complete lack of preparedness, but in the election cycles, what typically happens is about a third of the registered voters typically vote.
Yes.
Which means that if you break it down, and again I'm pulling these numbers out of a hat, but it's about a third. That I'm confident of.
It is.
But we have close to 11,000 mm-hmm. Citizens living in town limits. It's between 10 and 11,000. That's not including those adjacent, whether that be farther off in Paulden, but more importantly, those...
Side of Reed County,
yes,
right over there.
Those, the, almost the exact same number that lives west of Reed on county, but are... technically in Chino Valley zip code,
right.
but not part mm-hmm. of those 11,000 counted. All of those folks are affected by the decisions and goals and projects that the town puts forth. But when it comes time for the election cycles to come through, or even more importantly, just the comments at meetings,
yes.
very few people actually participate.
And that's the thing I found, and as we were talking with earlier, with the social media and some of the Chino Valley affiliated social medias, I don't know if it's not with the city, but other people have started Chino Valley pages. And there's so much misinformation. And, you know, and to get on there and say to correct or anything like that, sometimes you got to be willing to put on the catcher's mask and the hockey, you know, knee pads,
take a couple of hits for the team.
You down, and it gets pretty, you know, gets really gnarly on there sometimes.
Yeah.
And so I think, you know, I've gone to quite a few of these council meetings and zoning and planning meetings, and it just amazes me that it's two or three people sitting in there, not counting the people that are there for the agenda items that are up on the board.
Yeah.
And I think once, you know, I take that back. If you mention something about an animal or a dog, that building will get packed. I mean, it gets packed. People love their animals. But when it comes to, you know, building infrastructure, you know, we're putting the cart before the horse in some of these. We really want, you know, people are wanting to come in here, and we want to have, you know, businesses and stuff like that. But we just got to stop beating people up over it and come to the meetings and get... you know, get the knowledge on it.
One of the biggest misconceptions, and one of the big, I like to tell people, you know, we're a mill town, and we're not a mill town like the old sawmills or textile mills that you might have in the Midwest or the West Coast. We are a rumor mill town. The rumor mill is alive and well in Chino Valley. One of the ones that we hear a lot about is that the powers that be are trying to stop business from coming in, retail business. Now, without mentioning any, because we don't want to misrepresent any of the local businesses, but we have one major grocery retailer in town, mm-hmm. and one of the misconceptions is that the town powers that be do not want another grocery retailer. Now, the roots of those rumors took hold long before I moved into the area in 2004. But what have you heard? What's the rumors that Darren Mahoney has heard?
The rumors out there is the place that you're talking about has made it to where nobody can build there for 30 years and compete with them. The other is we need 30,000 more people in this town. Again, what you just said was 11,000 people, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so put 30,000 more here for another competitor to come in here? That's a rumor. I mean, we couldn't even handle 30 more thousand people. If you put another grocery store here, we got the same problem. You know, we just had another store right there going out of business.
Yeah.
And, you know, and people are saying they were, too expensive. But in the same breath, they were like, well, we need to put a Trader Joe's or a Whole Foods. And I'm like, that's not any cheaper.
What I'm doing right now is I'm not ignoring Mr. Darren. He's looking at me because I'm sitting here staring at my phone. What I'm doing is pulling up an email that I had asked for some background information from one of our town officials, and I'm trying to pull it up here to dealing specifically with that rumor of the grocery conspiracy, as a lot of people like to term it. And what had happened was the current grocery store used to reside in the shopping center there on the corner of 3 North and the highway, in the retail space that is now housed in a store going out of business.
Right.
So draw your own conclusions.
Yeah.
They were there for a number of years before moving to their bigger and better location right there at 2 North and Highway 89. The agreement that has caused so much confusion and so much generated so many rumors was between the property owner and the retailer moving out. And they had an agreement for a few years that was in place for a few years that has long since expired, that the owner of the property would not rent to a competing retailer. So the town was in no way involved. Town government was in no way involved. This was an agreement between a privately owned landlord,
right,
building, and the landlord, mm-hmm, and the outgoing tenant. That agreement has long since expired, and I can tell you that the town is actively and has been actively looking for any retail clients, whether that be grocery or others, to move into town. And one of the reasons why is, and this is something that a lot of people, mm-hmm, kind of can't wrap their head around, is that a majority of the funding for the town is generated by sales tax. There is no town property tax, no. So the powers that be in town are very eager, mm-hmm, to get more retailers, more grocery, more restaurants, ones that fit into our atmosphere.
And, the thing with that, too, is, people don't understand. Say a competitor wants to come in, they got to be somewhere in the city limits where there's water and city,
yes,
sewer, because they're not going to dig a big septic and leach field. They're not going to be having a water tank out there. They got to be somewhere located within the city limits that has that.
Yeah,
or they can do something.
And in speaking with our elected officials as well as our department heads, one of the reasons why specifically restaurants, but also other retailers, especially the national chains, are interested in tying into the municipal water and sewer is for liability issues. If they have an issue where there's some contamination or so in their septic or in their well, it's all on them. Whereas with a municipal water and sewer hookup, the monitoring and the quality control falls into the town, and we have very, very well-trained personnel taking care of that for us now. So the expansion of that water and sewer is very important. And I know in our conversations, Darren, over the past year, some of that was new to you. Some of the decision process where, and I'll put myself in this too, you come in and you assume, well, they can just make this decision, right? Well, no, there's a lot of factors that come in.
It's a general plan that people don't understand. And every time I've asked, well, when I first started going to these last year, when people, you know, I'd have a question, and all I was getting from the council was, well, it's in the general plan, the general plan.
Yeah.
So I started reading the general plan, and I see you got the map that shows what kind of growth is going to be where, what was okayed, you know, and stuff like that. So, you know, as much as I don't want to see happy little trailer homes sitting next to my house, you know, it's somebody's property, and if it gets zoned that way, if you don't like it, show up and be a voice at the meetings.
Another way you can really get a grasp on what's happening in and around town and the different departments and the different entities that that play a part in the decision making and deciding of what's best for the community is to show up at various chamber activities as well. One of those where you can really see the tie-in between the citizens, the town, and our educational system is at the Antelope Hills Centennial Center on April 24th, where the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce will be sponsoring their next Women in Business Luncheon, and they will be hearing from a panel featuring Brandy Cox from Territorial Early Childhood Center, Carolyn Reeder, the principal of Del Rio Elementary School, and Julie Bryce from Heritage Middle School, and Heidi Wolf of Chino Valley High School. These three women from our community that are the driving forces behind our educational system. Again, that is April 24th at 11:30 a.m. Contact the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce at 636-2493 or check them out at chinovalley.org for information on how to attend that. To find out how the educational system is really a driving force behind our community, and to as we fade out to our next commercial break, Darren, why don't you play us a little something? You want to sing us something? You want to play whatever strikes your fancy? Again,
it's known that your door's always open, your path is free to walk. That tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. It's known I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds, the ink stains that are dried upon some line. That keeps you on the back roads by the rivers of my memory. Keeps you ever gentle on my
of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV,
bringing family and lifestyles together.
It's not easy being a mom, but my Chrysler Pacifica makes soccer practice a little more fun. I can binge all my shows of the available Uconnect Theater, open the stow-and-go seating to grab my hidden romance novel, or just jam out to the radio.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song? I didn't hear a song.
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Hi, Ken here with the Plants of the Week and our Pink Lady, Mara.
One of the prettiest ladies you'll ever meet. Her flowers are the color of pink lipstick blotted on a white tissue.
Gorgeous and carefree, her knee-high flowers sing in the slightest of mountain breeze and a hummingbird's dream diet, all for $12.
She dresses up the mailbox and loves driveway heat and only found at Waters Garden Center.
1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott, where people who love ladies in pink, they love to shop.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Healthy pets and animals are a huge part of healthy communities. However, another huge part of the health of our communities comes from events benefiting worthwhile groups. That's where the 7th Annual Cruise In for the Veterans comes in. Talk about an awesome free car show. You like classic cars and street rods? And don't miss it. It takes place at Yellowknife College from 9 till 3 on Saturday, April 21st. And all proceeds benefit unfunded veteran services. Get there at 9 and you'll be in time for the National Anthem and Honor Guard. Food and coffee will also be available. Also on Saturday, April 21st, be sure to go down to the Courthouse Plaza in Prescott for the Wildfire Expo from 10 till 3. Here you'll find great info on how to set up your personal wildfire action plan and what to do with your livestock and pets. You'll even be able to pick up a special card to put on your front window to let firefighters know that you have pets in your house. Sponsored in part by the Prescott Area Wildland Urban Interface Commission, it's a great source of emergency services info. See you there.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. A Prescott Valley home has suffered minor damage following an electrical fire. Central Arizona Fire and Medical Authority crews responded to a home on North Pinion Drive in Prescott Valley at around 3 Friday afternoon. The side of the home where a freezer had been kept and a fence near the carport were both on fire when crews arrived. A neighbor had sprayed water on the fire using a garden hose before firefighters arrived. Battalion Chief Todd Abel says this definitely helped in keeping the fire from spreading. Two fire engines and Abel dealt with this incident, which remains under investigation. The publicity pamphlet for the May 15th election is being mailed out this week.
The ballot proposal involves the 0.25% jail district sales tax. During a recent live appearance on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Yavapai County Supervisor Craig Brown explained this tax is nothing new.
Asking for the voters to reapprove a 0.25% sales tax for the jail district, and that's for the jail operation. It's not for a new building. That's a different subject.
Brown says the sales tax received overwhelming support the last time it appeared on the ballot.
It was overwhelmingly approved back in 1999. 70% of the people voted for it. It's a good way to take care of things. It also relieves the cities and towns the responsibility from having their own city or town jails, which has cost them a fortune.
Anyone who doesn't receive their copy of the publicity pamphlet in the mail should call Yavapai County Voter Registration at 771-3248. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
The Arizona Diamondbacks closed out their weekend series with the Los Angeles Dodgers with a 7-1 loss yesterday afternoon. The Diamondbacks have the day off before they start a three-game series with the San Francisco Giants. Game one is at 6 tomorrow night, and all the live action can be heard right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Clear and calm skies in the forecast this week starting tomorrow. Expect an overnight low of 35 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 60 tomorrow and a high of 67 on Wednesday. 43 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Tuesday of 69 and a high on Wednesday of 78. Talk of the Town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Are you craving a lodgepole-like cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Pale Apricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty Manzanita Red Ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
Mineral buildup, dull, lifeless hair, and water spots on your once sparkling dishes are avoidable problems. This is summer. Let RED Plumbing give you a better way of living by installing a water softening system. The folks at RED Plumbing have a quick and easy hard water test so you can take out the guesswork. Don't wait any longer. Give us a call at 772-9296. Find us on Facebook or visit us at redplumbinginc.com.
Teresa Brusso, principal at Granite Mountain School. It's time to register for the upcoming school year. All PUSD 5th and 6th graders come together on one campus at Granite Mountain, offering large school opportunities in a small school atmosphere. Our students enjoy STEAM-infused curriculum to challenge students with real-world experiences, technology-enhanced instruction, expanded fine arts, enhanced honors, enrichment programs, as well as intramural sports. Go to PrescottSchools.com to register for the 18-19 school year and experience why PUSD is the number one school choice for families in Prescott.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. People ask me, Dave, why do you do those radio commercials yourself? For three generations, my family's been providing comfort through clean burning propane in Yavapai County. I wouldn't want a stranger to tell you about our commitment to the community, our hometown values, or how we spent 67 years working to make life better for folks. Anyway, thanks for listening. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host for today's show, Matt Santos.
And we are back at KQ&A, Talk of the Town. Again, we are here at 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM, KQ&A.com for all your archive shows. On behalf of the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, chinovalley.org, or 928-636-2493. Follow the Chamber on Facebook at Chino Valley AZ Chamber of Commerce, and on Twitter at CV AZ Chamber. You can follow the town. Make sure you you subscribe and sign up for your alerts, which you can do at chinoaz.net. There is a section there you can sign up, list an email, create a little account, and every time new agendas, updates for the park and rec, the library, the senior center, you can pick and choose which departments and which information you would like to be alerted on. You'll get an email whenever there are changes to schedules or updates on agendas. You can do that at chinoaz.net. You can also click in the upper right-hand corner of the website links to our social media pages, including the Facebook page at Town of Chino Valley AZ, and on Twitter and Instagram, both of those are at CV AZ Town. That is one of the best ways to stay informed of what's going on in town. And again, that Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce at chinovalley.org has a great events page, the calendar, where you can find out about things that we've been talking about, including the upcoming ribbon cutting at Primrose Inn, the Women in Business Luncheon that's coming up on the 24th, as well as an event that is, we've got a great artist in studio here, and an event highlighting the great artists in our town and in our surrounding areas will be taking place on Montezuma Street in Prescott. Let's see, that's Saturday, April 21st, and Sunday, April 22nd. Remember those dates, the 21st and 22nd, pretty much all day. 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. is the Chalk It Up Festival. I've been out there a few times over the years. It's a fabulous event where folks, amazing talented artists, as well as folks like you and me who may not be able to color inside the lines, can grab chunks of chalk and decorate the sidewalk and parking lot. Let me read you what it is, because I will butcher it like I butcher everything else. Chalk It Up Prescott is a free, family-friendly, and community-centered chart awk festival. Chalk Art Festival, intended to cultivate creativity in people of all ages, abilities, while raising funds and awareness for the mental health crisis intervention and substance use treatment services supported by West Yavapai Guidance Clinic Foundation. Okay, now that I got that out of the way, what it is, it's a great chance for you. See, if I don't have to read, I'm great. I can't read.
Get out on the town. Enjoy the day.
You can get out and look at some fantastic artists. It takes place on Montezuma Street. Check out PrescottChalkArt.com. PrescottChalkArt.com. It's the 10th year of this festival, and I will tell you, you will be blown away at some of the artists that go out there, and it's all done by chalk right there on the sidewalk. It's fantastic. Speaking of fantastic artists, Mr. Darren Mahoney is in studio with us.
I'll pay you $5.
Ah. Now, one of the things that that you were really concerned about in our earlier conversations that we've had months ago, and of course some of the ones that you spoke about on at your visits to town council and such, is the development, the keeping smart development going in this town, because development will come. Right. We are a growing community, but it's how we can grow and still keep the feel, the personality of our town intact, yet still be able to support ourselves, provide jobs and things.
Right.
What were some of the what are some of the concerns that you have as far as growth? That, well, let's drop back a little bit. When you first got here and first got involved, what were some of the thoughts and concerns you had?
Well, I think with anybody, when you first move into a town and you're from another state or another city, that you're far away from where you came, you got to find a doctor. You got to find someone that'll see you. And in Chino, there's just not a whole lot of medical there. And for them to want to bring in, I hate the word trailer parks, but it's smaller lots with smaller homes, 6,000 square foot lots with the small homes, and they're trying to cater to the 55 and over, population. But the problem is if you get the older we get people in here, the more the people need to see the doctors. I'm proof of that. I'm 53, and it seems like I'm going every other week. But I have to go into Prescott, and there I'm still not quite, all that stoked about, the care. And so I've kept a few of my doctors down in Phoenix. I'll make the trip. Yeah. But, a food. We need to, somehow we got to get somebody, put a bowling alley in, get something for these kids to do, get other businesses in here, manufacturing business. Along 89, there's plenty of places that we could start doing stuff like this. My concern is when you get past one west and one east, you start getting into the 2.5 acre lots, 5 acre lots, 40 acres.
Yeah.
There's that one community right there on 1 West and 4 North, Appaloosa Meadows. Beautiful community. 1 acre lots, low water impact. I think we need to kind of pay attention and to keep that small town feel. We got to have property. And I think a lot of people up here got away from the city.
Yeah.
And those that did get away from the city, there are people up here that came from other places like I did, and I don't want to see it turn into a city, but there are people that have been here a long time, and they're tired of going into Prescott.
Yeah.
You have to go to Costco or, it's a two-way street. I understand that. But we got to watch how much we're putting in such a small area, because it'll implode.
Yeah.
There's not enough services for people.
One of the really high priority projects for our town leadership is that proposed industrial park out there at Old Home Manor.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons why that is so attractive is because it is kind of out of the way a little bit. And the project is moving forward as they move the utilities, as they move the infrastructure out that way.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons why that is being developed is because over the years, as they've been talking about ways to use smart growth in the community, is when folks attend the meetings, that's where they wanted the growth to go to.
Yes.
So one of the things that we constantly stress through our town website, through our community outreach meetings that are taking place, one of them is this Wednesday, 8 a.m. at Overflow Coffee. We encourage everybody to attend that is able to. 8 a.m. that overflow, is so that our town leadership can hear from you, hear your ideas, hear your concerns, hear what is important to you as a citizen. Show up at those town council meetings the second and fourth Tuesday of every month, like Darren Mahoney does. Plug away again. Where can folks reach out to you? They can hear your music.
You can hear my music. You can go to darrenmahoney.net. That's D-A-R-I-N-M-A-H-O-N-E-Y. I'm also with a new project now with a friend of mine, Dennis Bennett. It's a duo called Second Chance, and we're learning some more tunes. We're learning each other's playing, and we've already done some gigs, and we're getting a really good reception with that. You can find me out playing with Becky Dahlke. And while I'm at it, I got to get a huge shout out to Julie, Dennis's and Joyce's daughter, that came out yesterday to Thumb Butte Distillery, and she's a Broadway actor, how you were saying, but she's one of the best singers I ever heard sing.
I got a chance to hear her do a tune. Again, thank you for tuning in. We'll be back after this break with a couple of closing comments. But to take us out, Darren, play us a little something.
This old highway's getting longer. Seems to be no end in sight. Sleep would be best, but I just can't afford to rest. Gotta ride in Denver tomorrow night. I call my house, but no one answers. The last 2 weeks, ain't been no one at home. I guess she's through with me. I tell the truth, I just can't see what's kept the woman holding on this long. And the white line's getting
hi, I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Where the long, cool summer is about to start.
In Alaska, maybe, but we're here in Arizona.
Yeah, but if you get a brand new air conditioner from us,
you'll have a long, cool summer. I get it.
And if the listeners get it, they'll save a lot of money right now.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Save money now on a brand new air conditioning system from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Visit GettlesHDM.com or be sure to see Cindy at Costco. Don't settle. Get Gettle's.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
When you join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino, you get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp meals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host for today's show, Matt Santos.
Well, we thank you for tuning in. Again, it was a little change of pace for us today at KQNA's Talk of the Town, Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. We are here for the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce in the town of Chino Valley. Again, I am Matt Santos. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at msantos_photo. If you want to know what's going on between my ears, we want to thank Darren Mahoney for sitting in and playing us a couple of tunes and giving us his impressions of the town of Chino Valley. And also, as always, we want to thank the lovely and talented Bill Monroe for making sure you can hear us. Check in. We'll talk at you soon.
Listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.